Just a little disclaimer before we start this episode. The first 15 minutes, Nick's mic sounds like absolute garbage. So please don't really mind that just for this time. I promise in the future that won't be an issue. We were trying out a new mic and it was picking up perfectly fine in the program. But once we listened back to it, we realized that it didn't sound all that well. So yeah, if it really is that big of a deal, just skip about 15 minutes in and you'll hear that's actually not all that bad. So yeah, just a disclaimer, I hope you enjoy this episode. So we're doing this again because literally the last episode we did was as cursed as hell.
I mean, are we allowed to say why it was?
Not at all.
All right, we're just gonna
move on from anything that happened in that previous episode.
Maybe people get bits selectively chosen from it at some point.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna pretend it didn't exist until it leaks away for like we have an OnlyFans opened up, and then we'll just release it all there.
Worse than it was.
No, it was just bad.
We could have done better.
Yeah,
It wasn't like wildly inappropriate or mm-hmm. like anything like that.
It was just dumb as hell, and it wasn't worth even acknowledging that it exists. But yeah, here we are. So
we gotta find something to talk about.
Mm-hmm. So we're basically just hitting the restart button on and starting from here. So everybody, this is Past Your Bedtime, the greatest podcast that you never needed. I am Josiah, and this is Nick over here. We talk about bullshit and we hope that you at least somewhat enjoy what we're talking about. So the most important topic obviously is Burger King's International Women's Day statement, which is probably the best way I've ever seen anybody celebrate International Women's
Day.
They
put it on like multiple social media things, like
they were standing behind that.
Yeah, usually, like, everything I've seen, like, other people share around was just the tweet or the picture of the tweet.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got, like, Instagram shit for it, too.
Yeah. It's all up in everybody's faces. And for people who don't know, they literally just said, "Women belong in the kitchen." And then they followed up later with another tweet. I don't know even if they did this on Instagram, but they followed it up with, "If they choose to be." What does that mean?
Why did you separate that even? Like, it would have still been weird as one whole tweet, but it would have been, like, less uncomfortable.
Exactly. I mean,
we all knew what they actually meant. They obviously weren't trying to be, like, sexist, but it just, mm-hmm. it came off as really weird.
Yeah. It was the worst possible thing that they could have said.
I know, like, but their UK page on Instagram made a post for it. I didn't see one on the other Burger King thing, apparently. Mm. It's not like Burger King US, it's just Burger King and Burger King UK.
Really?
Yeah, they're both verified as Burger King.
Because us Americans have the real Burger King.
Probably. Not that, you know, that's something that's good to have.
Yeah. Yeah. So, in saying that women belong in the kitchen, do you believe that?
Well, I mean, that's a bit of a loaded question. I mean, I believe what they said, but I'm not just going to go up to some stranger and say, "Women belong in the kitchen," and then wait for a second and then say, "If they choose to be."
Exactly. Because, like, obviously, women have the right to do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, we shouldn't overcompensate from, like, the 50s and say, like, women are banned from the kitchen.
Exactly.
So if they want to, they can. Like,
yeah.
Just don't shoehorn them into it, because that is, you know, sexist.
Like, people just need to stop giving a shit about this kind of stuff. It's like, sure, if you want to be a cook, but that shouldn't be unanimous with your gender.
Like, they said something like, only 20% of our employees or our cooks are female. And I was mm-hmm. like, it's probably because, like, either that's just, you know, that many women want to work there, or mm-hmm. I don't know, there's something going on that stops them from wanting to work at Burger King. I mean...
Who wouldn't want to work at Burger King?
I don't think anyone would, but I don't know. Like, either they have to look into something internally, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. it's just literally only 20% of women that would consider working fast food choose to want to cook at Burger King.
Exactly.
I wouldn't want to. I mean, fuck.
it's a non-issue.
Exactly.
And they made it a big deal. And it's not like they got backlash for it. It's just that they got shit.
People were just kind of like, that's... like, I don't know how to feel about that person thing.
It's like, we're so past that kind of mentality that we can just kind of look at it and just be like, okay, we get it. You're a bunch of old white men that don't know how to use social media. Right, exactly. Like, that's the situation, right? It's like, what they need to do, every single company just needs to hire some, like, 20-something-year-old college student to run all their social media.
I feel like that could go well, but it could also just be, like, the absolute worst thing imaginable.
Better. It has to be better than this, though.
I mean, yeah, but it depends on what kind of 20-year-old college student we're talking about. I don't know, you're going to get, like, the overly philosophical ones, or you're just going to get the ones that are just, like, I don't know, straight up racist or something. Or then you'll just get a level headed. I mean, I don't know. I don't like the idea of a 20-year-old. Well, 20 something would be different. I kind of assumed a 20-year-old, but
if you had somebody, like, say, I don't know, we had an extremely famous podcast, okay?
Yeah.
if we had an extremely famous podcast that is, like, worldwide.
Let's just pretend we're Joe Rogan.
Exactly, Joe Rogan. We got bring him back over here. Bring Joe Rogan back into the studio today.
Come full circle again.
But
it's
say
the same circle too, you know.
Exactly.
You can't just make a second one.
Say we are that big, and you had the choice between, like, I don't know, like a 26-year-old chick who's just, like, you know, fresh out of college, has, like, a marketing degree or something like that. Or, like, a 65-year-old man.
Oh, with a marketing degree. Yeah. I'd want that. Like,
Even if this 65-year-old man has, like, a plethora of, like, company experience, but it's all, like, old-time company experience.
Oh,
which one
would
you choose?
I would want, say, 26-year-old woman.
Okay.
To be fair, though, I don't know. When I see something come from, like, large corporations like that, it could be, like, the most socially understandable, accepting thing they've said, and I look at it, and I'm just like, they don't give a shit.
Exactly.
I just kind of, I'm used to them saying weird, dumb shit on the internet.
It's any company that
it
basically
is what
that,
I expect from them.
Exactly. We just gotta basically wait for all the, I'm not trying to be, like, you know, screw boomers or anything like that. Like, it. But, like, once they're all in, like, their 80s and 90s and stuff like that, I feel like there's going to be a definite, definitive shift.
There's going to be a big shift.
Yeah. And there already is. Even in the past.
Say there was a, I guarantee it was like that in their lifetime when they were, say, our
age. Of course.
Once, you know, their older generation ended up phasing out, they kind of became more, I'm just guessing here.
Right.
I think that's what's going to happen, and then we're going to shift out, and the generation that comes after us is going to be like, oh, okay, well, finally, it's, you know, good we got these fuckers out of the way. Let's get our shit done.
It's God, I hate it. Everybody should just, like, live in cardboard boxes.
Oh, yeah, I want to just become a hermit bad.
Live in the wilderness, please.
Yeah. I'd last about 3 days, but, you know, that's fine.
Well, we already look like Neanderthals in here.
Oh, yeah. I look like... I try to find line between, like, homeless man and... Mm-hmm. I can't figure out what the other side would be. I kind of just look homeless.
Homeless and Weird Al Yankovic. That's basically where you're at.
Well,
right,
it's ironic because, like, now that I have a more steady job, the more money I've been making, the more homeless I've been looking. My hair's getting longer. I just don't care to shave my really weak facial hair.
Shit.
I'll wear, like, a beanie and, like, a pocketed shirt to work with, like, boots and a jean or a pair of jeans.
Shit, like, 2 weeks ago at work, I was so out of it. I walked in, like, jammies and a 2-liter of Orange Fanta. And it was
awesome.
Dude, it was the greatest. And they're like the office jammies. It says, like, that's what she said, the office, like, all that kind of stuff on there. And I walk in there and I get the dirtiest look. People are like, are you okay? And I'm like,
oh,
no,
I
no, I'm not okay.
Trying to imagine. Because our jobs are, Very similar. I just picked up my drink and it made a loud sound.
That's fine.
Very similar in terms of like.
We're drinking spicy water. It's okay.
We got McDonald's, right?
Hell yeah.
But they're you know, industry jobs, production stuff.
Yeah.
I just imagine with like the people I work with. I like basically all of them, but I'd walk in there like that. They'd look at me and then just be like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
That's basically what I got.
Like, we're allowed to wear sweatpants.
Uh huh.
And as long as our shoes aren't open, despite working in a factory, certain safety things, I guess, don't apply because it's not like... I'm just trimming pieces of plastic.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything heavy industrial like the maintenance guys or something.
And I'm just cutting wood, so like we're on two sides of the spectrum.
We're allowed to wear like sweatpants and tennis shoes. But
just not flip-flops. I was going to
wear like my office pajamas.
Go for it.
Like,
go for it.
I'm gonna wear everything else normal though. Like my denim bomber jacket, like everything else. I'm gonna walk in the door, like fucking just pajama pants on and like a work shirt.
And you're gonna be like, what you gonna do?
Yeah, you're gonna tell me to go home and change?
Exactly.
I'll just go home and change. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Like, I even when first shift finally came in and stuff like that, they were looking at me, and I'm like, is there something wrong with what I am doing here? Like, no, I'm just surprised. I'm like, of what? They're like, well, you're in pajama pants. I'm like, who cares? Like, it's comfortable. It's.
I mean, you know, if people can wear leggings at my job,
right.
I don't honestly actually want to wear pajama pants, but.
I wouldn't think
it'd be weird for someone to do it because of the other stuff we are allowed to wear.
Exactly.
And it doesn't say that we can.
Mm-hmm. I want to get to the point where I can wear flip-flops and nobody can stop me. But I don't know. I could get a boo-boo on my toe, I guess. I don't know.
I think the only risk we run is... I don't know. The only thing I can think of where a tennis shoe or a sneaker would make a difference from a flip-flop is dropping a piece of plastic on it, which would hurt but not cause any damage. Like, everything else, like, I don't know, getting your foot ran over by a forklift, it's gonna basically do the same thing.
Oh, I tried doing that last week.
Unless you're wearing, like, steel-toed boots.
I tried getting run over last week. Felt great.
I have a coworker, and he's the forklift operator, and... We always have this joke where as soon as I get in, you know, like 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, forget I said that. It'll be towards like the end of the day. I'll say like, hey, you know, I want to get some insurance money and get sent home. You know, you got to hit me with your forklift. And he'll go, oh, you know, I'm not a dick. Like, if we're going to do that, we got to do it like right away in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So like you get your, you know, payout.
Of course.
And you don't have to work that
day. Of course.
And yeah, I was like, smart. Well, I appreciate, you know, you not being a dick like that. And, you know, the whole joke is it perpetuates itself because we always bring it up at the end of the day. So we're just making excuses as to not, you know, have him hit me with a forklift.
Yeah. I want to get... I begged so many forklift drivers. I mean, just hit me. It's okay.
Just, like, bump me, like, hard enough that, like, I kind of get hurt.
Exactly. But make it so it's... neither of our faults,
like,
so nobody's
that,
in trouble.
Like, you're optimal. Like,
they would be a legend at that point.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Thank
like,
you
oh,
so much.
I don't want to press charges against you, and I'm not going to. Like,
all I want to do is get off work and have
pretty much.
Serious injuries. That's it.
Mean,
that's all I want.
I have like a fucking putty knife I use, and we sharpen those things like really sharp because you know it's. You're not going to cut through plastic with, like,
exactly. The,
I don't know, like, drywall tool equivalent of a fucking butter knife. Like, you have to sharpen these things.
Yeah.
I could just put one of those through my arm. I mean, my friend did on accident.
Holy shit.
At the end of the day.
Perfect time to do it.
Yeah, we leave
not at
like
all, though.
Six. He did it at, like, 5:10.
You do, like the forklift driver said, beginning of the day
yeah.
So you can get off work. It's fine.
It was, like, bad. He still has a scar. He missed and dug it straight into his fucking arm.
It's pretty metal.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. He and I will talk about that every now and then. And his phone was like at really low battery when that happened. So Once I got the situation sorted out, he's like, he texted his parents, "Hey, I'm going to the hospital," and then his phone died.
Oh, that's the best. Just tell your parents, "Hey, I'm going to the hospital. I may be dying," and then that's it.
No response to them. You don't even acknowledge that they gave a shit because you physically can't. I mean,
that's great. Well, one of my friends at where I work, she cut herself with scissors. But here's the awesome part: they're safety scissors. I'm still trying to figure out. She's explained it like 5 times to me. And I think
she just put her finger between them and squeezed them shut.
Well, like, she was cutting through plastic wrap and stuff like
that.
I think she had her hand up against the plastic.
That's the issue. And why the hell is she using safety scissors?
I don't know.
You gotta push way too hard that if you slip, you're gonna cut yourself.
Well, like, I don't know. Last time I checked, her brain cells were like gone. She's a tattoo artist now, so like, that doesn't take much. Just kidding. Tattoo artists are the best. You're great, Cassie. Love you.
I was about to say, was it Cassie?
Yeah, it was Cassie.
Well, we were talking about the one guy that cut his arm earlier. That was Jake.
I should have asked him about that.
He
today.
Has like a half inch by inch like rectangle scar from it.
Damn.
It's just like a red rectangle.
What a smart guy. Yeah. What a smart guy. All right, we're going to take a quick...
They're going to listen to this and they're just going to be like, "The fuck, man?
Fuck you guys. Piece of shit hipsters."
Hey, you think you're fucking better than us? Like, you guys don't have accidents?
Plenty.
I feel like we don't even have to say that. I mean, the fucking thing that we said at the beginning, at last podcast episode, was a fucking accident. We got like 15 minutes recording. We're just like, we can't fucking talk. It's just not gonna work.
Bunch of intellectual just, nonsense.
The footage was just garbage.
Yeah. Like, what we were saying was like, good shit, but like, it made no sense coming out of our mouths. It was so bad. Okay, anybody?
It was just philosophy. It was the philosophy.
we're dropping bars there. Like, we're at the mic, just like, hey, life, man, aliens. Like, it was the greatest
thing
ever.
The universe, man. You mean a whole second universe?
Yeah. Have you ever tried DMT? Like,
it's crazy.
Shit, we're gonna take a quick break and we'll be right back with you guys.
So, do you invest at all in like cryptocurrency?
No, I'm afraid I'm gonna make a very big mistake if I do something like that.
I invest a little bit in Bitcoin, okay?
Yeah.
That's the trend.
I mean, it's the only reasonable one to invest in cryptocurrency-wise.
Exactly. Like, there's no reason to invest in like shit-based coins or whatever.
Yeah, like fucking piss nickels or whatever. I mean, that's mine, by the way. I'm even telling you ahead of time, don't invest in it. It's not fucking worth it.
It's like it's awesome because like cryptocurrency is like, you know, it's not government regulated.
Yeah, the whole point was like this universal kind of currency on the internet. But everyone realized how good of an idea that was, and now any fuckhead can make their own.
Exactly. And that it's
and they do.
It's sketchy, but I think it's going to work.
I think Bitcoin's going to be the one to work. Or that could change, but I think only one of them will really, really work.
Yeah. Do you think in 20 years we're going to be like paying, like buying McDonald's with like Bitcoin? Like, hey,
I think that we're...
That McChicken is 0.000001%.
I think that it's
Bitcoin.
Either going to be like you can just pay via your credit account, like through your phone. I mean, we're already transitioning into that. Some phones can do that. You just wave it and it fucking pays for stuff. I sound like a 50-year-old talking about this.
I mean, that's all we are.
Oh yeah, it's just
we're shitting on boomers just a little while ago, and now we're shitting on.
Yeah, I have my own stuff that's a little too advanced for me.
Exactly. I'm interested in cryptocurrency because I want it to work. I want to be like, fuck the government.
I think to some extent it's still going to work regardless of as long as the internet exists.
Exactly. And I was telling you about this whole NFT kind of thing going on.
Yeah.
And let me actually look it up right now. A non-fungible token. That's what it stands for, okay? A non-fungible token is a unit of data or data.
I don't want to discriminate on how you say that word, on a digital ledger where each unit can represent a unique digital item. And Logan Paul, one of those Paul brothers, which Ohio does not claim those guys.
Yeah, like, I mean, we have more people like them that aren't as famous.
Exactly.
Like, everywhere, but, like, we don't really like to acknowledge they exist.
Exactly.
Because they don't to us.
I'd rather be associated as the state that has all the serial killers.
Oh, yeah. We've got like, Charles Manson, too. I'd rather identify as the state that, you know, Charles Manson was born in than these idiots.
Exactly.
One that has the heroin problem.
Oh, shit. That actually is... I'm looking at Logan Paul's...
Yeah.
He has an NFT in it. He basically created his own Pokemon card. This thing's sold...
Which makes it even more pointless because it's not official.
Exactly. Like... Anybody can screenshot this and just have it for themselves, but the whole NFT thing is like, oh, but this is the original one.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
Like,
come
for
on,
someone really. Who, like, loves Pokemon cards as much as you can without it being a hobby, with it being, like, a very casual thing.
Exactly.
You know, I could kind of get, like, okay, paying that much for a real one, I guess, if it really means that much to you and someone else might want to buy it for even like, more.
This thing better be made out of gold
plates. Yeah, but, like, his, like...
Do you want to know
how
much...
It's just his name. If he phases out of... Not saying Pokemon cards as a whole won't phase out of society, but, like, if he just... If everyone forgot about him, or... Mm-hmm. It could go down, I guess. Right. I just see him fucking up. Quicker than Game Freak or, you know, Pokemon. Yeah. You know, I don't really... Even though Nintendo has controversies, they just publish that shit.
Exactly. They're like, very open about it.
Yeah, like, Game Freak and Pokemon, you don't really hear about much controversy. Mm-hmm. The Paul brothers, however...
They're in it, like, every other weekend.
Oh, yeah, like... One day, everyone might just decide, you know, these guys really are idiots, and we're finally just now fucking figuring that out. Let's... And the whole value might drop. That was a... fucking tangent.
This dude right here, a good tangent, by the way, that was beautiful. This
was very angry.
This Logan Paul dude, whoever he is, not an Ohioan, I can tell you that.
He might be from like Kentucky or whatever,
probably. Fuck,
I don't want to do Kentucky that dirty. They don't deserve that fucker either.
We can say he's so California.
They're far enough away from us.
Yeah, this dude sold $5 million worth of this Pokemon card. Are you ready to see this? I wish I could show everybody, but just look it up. That's it right there.
That's not even a Pokemon.
Yeah.
That's just him.
That's just him holding Pokemon cards on a Pokemon card.
I expected something of that, but the fact that he's holding the Pokemon cards up, come on.
It's dude made $5 million. Like, I highly doubt he even drew that.
He
got somebody on Fiverr, paid them $50, got that thing done, and never talked to them again.
Oh, yeah.
And dude made $5 million off of this. Are you kidding me? Let's get into the NFT business, dude.
we don't have a name to throw around.
we're going to... Well, it's crazy because, like, people are selling, like, these, like, cartoon cat things. They're, like, called crypto cats.
Yeah.
And they all... Here's another picture. They all kind of look like this. But
the whole point, which...
They're at least unique, look like collectibles.
Is it registered separately as some sort of unit outside of the actual digital picture? Because I could download that.
It's all sold within Ethereum. I think that's...
Okay, the medium of what it's being sold through registers it as basically... an entity, not just a picture.
Exactly.
Okay,
It's like, I get it, but I'm also like, come on.
Yeah.
Some of it
they're going overboard with.
Exactly.
Most of it, honestly.
What you do is you screenshot it and say it's yours. Like,
how do you even flex on this stuff? Exactly. If you can just say, look at this thing, and you didn't pay any money, but you're just telling people you did.
And, like,
and even then, they might look at you and say, you're fucking stupid if you did. Like,
exactly. Like, maybe once, you know, we all get our Bill Gates vaccine and stuff like that, and we all become metahumans.
We all become Michael Soft. That is...
Exactly.
We're the human embodiment of Windows.
Yeah, we're micro and we're soft. That's not supposed to be interpreted as dirty, but here we are.
Bill Gates' flaccid penis. Feel like you might have to cut that out. I don't care if you know, that's out there.
Oh, no, but we're keeping that.
Yeah. I don't know if you want that on the podcast or not.
But I've honestly, like, looking at how much these crypto kittens and Logan Paul is making, like, again, it was some random Joe Schmo who made up this crypto kitten shit. And it's, I honestly just want to make, like, Bitcoin bears or something like
that. Yeah, pretty much.
Like just
cut that out so no one steals it.
If any of you steal it, like
we will find you.
And we will kill you. Like, it's
because what you don't know is we're actually like really good at like hacking and shit. Yeah. Like we play Xbox. Like we know how to get your IP address.
Exactly. Yeah, we know what we're doing.
We
Microsoft.
We can DDoS Xbox. You and turn your internet off. It's not like you can't just look that up on YouTube and anyone could do it.
Exactly. If you could say one of these crypto kittens, okay, you could buy it for like one of them for $500, okay?
Yeah.
And there's a good, it's not definitive, it's not a sure thing.
Oh, if it was definitive, like, the answer would be yes.
Obviously, but like if it was like a good, let's say 65% chance that money, that $500 will not double, not triple, but quadruple its value, would you spend that $500? If it's like a 65% chance of it.
I would probably one or two at some point. Mm-hmm. I mean, because at that point, it's just like, well, I'll just save up for that and not, because I'm going to at some point end up spending that much money on myself anyways, at some point.
That's fair.
So if I just don't spend it on extra unnecessary bullshit for that long, I could choose that extra unnecessary bullshit and take the risk of, you know, profit.
Right. That's kind of my point of view with Bitcoin right now. It's kind of like hey.
Yeah.
This is something, like, I was going to invest in something with this money anyway.
Well, it's like Apple. I mean, Apple stock from what, you know, someone who doesn't understand stocks too well outside of the, GameStop, you know, buy low and sell high. But, I mean, even their stock, like, is it really worth much?
It's still worth,
but it's like it's harder to make a profit off of it now. Mm-hmm. It was like you had to have been one of the early ones who had no way of knowing. I think that's what Bitcoin is now, stock market wise.
Yeah, it's handled very much how stocks, Bitcoin is handled very much how stocks are. So of course the government is like, you know,
they're trying to
give us money. We don't understand this money, but give it to us anyways. Like that's how the government is running.
Oh yeah, they'll send you to prison for tax fraud for like a lot longer than like a fucking child murderer would get.
Even though that they're committing tax fraud themselves, it's fine because they're doing it, but it's not fine.
Exactly, and it's they give a shit because it's their money when you do it. Not saying I'm gonna do that. It's not fucking worth going to jail that long. Pay you everything to not do that.
If there was,
we're their bitch. That's the issue.
If there was a nationwide movement that said, "Hey, we're all going to like not,"
oh, then do our that tax. Would be different. If I knew that people would follow through with that, I'd be like, "Oh yeah, I'm not doing my taxes either."
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
If I just saw like the Area 51 thing, a Facebook post that said, "Hey, you know, this December, let's just, you know, decide to not pay our income tax for like a month or whatever," I'd be like,
okay,
did the government make this post to like just I don't know, like,
you gotta keep those prisons full, dude.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, no, I'm not doing that. Like, it's gonna be like the 15 people that showed up to Area 51, the 15 people that get like life in prison or some shit.
I wanted to go to Area 51.
I would have wanted to also. I mean, they're not gonna actually use deadly force. Basically, to get to a point in Area 51 where they'd shoot you, there are signs.
Like, exactly.
They have this weird buffer zone outside where like the most outside layer is like they won't really say anything. They'll monitor you, but basically, if you're lost and you're passing through there, what's the point of stopping you to tell you, hey, you might not know this, but you're actually near a military facility?
Yeah.
At that point, it would be almost dumb to tell them. Just let them go through. But if they get to the next layer closer, then that's when, you know, you go out and stop them and say, hey, got to turn around.
Right.
But, like, there's actual fences with, like, signs that say, like,
don't do this.
Yeah, like, you have to go through so many layers of, like, you had your chance to not get shot to actually get shot.
Yeah. I have this one friend who has a friend.
Yeah.
And this friend of a friend is a, we gotta try and get this guy on the show because he is high ranking in, like, a military base around here.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And he was telling my friend, he was like, you know, we were aware of, like, you know, that this, there's at least people going to show up because
because at the end of the day, someone will. People are dumb. Yeah.
What though? Basically, what they did, it made so much sense to me when he said it. He's like, oh well, like, you know, they could just track how many people are have plane tickets
exactly going to that area. They'll find out.
They were prepared, and what he said that their initial idea of what they were going to do was just like,
just get everyone out there with guns and say, hey, you got to turn around.
Well, like, what?
That's what I'm guessing.
According to this person, they were prepared that if there was a significant group that was...
Oh, you're talking about, like, the Air Force tweet thing.
Where, no. This is, like, an actual official Air Force guy that...
Yeah, like, before they knew how many people were actually... Exactly. Basically preparing for a large group of people.
Exactly. And what they were going to do was give them a tour of the facility. And that's the weird thing. But if you think about it,
it's not.
It would give them at least. They would have plenty of time.
They take your cameras. I mean, obviously.
But they would definitely have enough time to remove anything that's suspicious.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But also give these people, like, hey, look, see, we're not doing
because
it.
Because at the end of the day,
it's a military base.
The only thing I think is in there is just stuff that we. They don't know what civilian is going to leak stuff somewhere. Like, the fact that some of our military aircraft have had less people in them than on the surface of the actual fucking moon.
Yeah.
And they're like billions of dollars for one, like the Spirit bomber.
Yeah.
I mean, we obviously, it's an important asset that we wouldn't want out there because
of course.
I could walk, let's just pretend that I could walk in there with a camera.
Mm-hmm.
I would not get or understand any of that shit, but I could make money off of it. Throw away the me getting caught thing, because even then people will try it even if they know they're going to get caught. Yeah. Like it's a liability, a really big one.
Even with the Bob Lazar and stuff like
that. Oh yeah,
he, you know, I in all honesty, I think I do believe him, his story. I think to some extent I do. And if the government really is working on this kind of technology, whether it's from another world or not, that's irrelevant in my opinion.
Yeah.
If the government really is has this machinery that can literally bend the will of gravity.
Yeah, basically that pill
goes around,
up, down, anywhere.
Exactly. It's like gravity does not care. And, you know, you can look into how Bob Lazar explains how it's able to do that.
Yeah.
If the government really is working on something like that, why in the hell would they want to make that public?
Like, oh, yeah. If they are, they're not going to.
Exactly. That's ridiculous.
Because some other country will do it better and faster.
Absolutely. So I understand.
Because, like, some other countries can get away with forcing people to work faster.
Exactly.
Like, our government just all of a sudden said, hey, you know, low wages, long days, fuck you. Not saying that they aren't, but to, you know, an actual bad, bad degree, we would give a shit.
Exactly.
That would be an issue.
And, but America's the worst. Yeah. it's funny because people...
We're the most privileged country out there.
Yeah, it's weird because people are out here saying, like, you know, America's the worst. And America has plenty of issues. Plenty of issues.
Oh, yeah, every country does.
But, like, we're better than most.
Oh, yeah, we complain about so much. And we do have, some of it's justified, but some of it is not.
Exactly.
And every side of that political spectrum complains about so much unnecessary stuff.
Exactly.
And some of them complain about real, actual issues, but,
yeah,
you know.
Thanks, Twitter.
Yeah.
Do you think our society would be better off, again, we live in a society, people.
Joker.
Would we be better off if we didn't have stuff like Twitter, Instagram?
I think
like
so,
that.
Yeah. Now, okay. There's a bit of a weird way to answer that. We'd be better if it never existed. If it disappeared, we would be worse off.
Okay.
Because I think we would just fucking go berserk if the internet disappeared. Because we obviously are used to it, but, right. like, if it never existed right. in the first place, I think we'd be better off, yeah. And I mean, sure, we'd have a lot of losses because of mm-hmm. that. There'd be a lot of cons to it never existing, but I think the benefits would outweigh it.
Okay. Because if you think about it, who actually really likes social media?
Like, yeah, I use it and I think it's garbage.
Yeah, like who goes on Facebook and is like, yeah, this is the shit right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook.
I go on Facebook and I instantly understand why my grandma doesn't really... She understands it better than I do. I'm going to be totally honest. Like,
nope, but nobody likes it.
Yeah.
You go on there and you feel miserable. Like, every now and then you'll get, like, a nice meme
yeah.
that you can laugh at.
I actually think sometimes, at least more times than people our age, mm-hmm. a lot of the older people who, you know, didn't grow up with the internet, I think right. they enjoy it more than we do.
Yeah. yeah.
Because there are obviously some, just like a lot of the people, basically everyone our age, that'll mm-hmm. get into the just being a dick online.
Yeah.
But, like, there are other ones that are just like, look, you know, I can see my hobby
yeah.
and learn anything I want about any interest I have
yeah.
through the medium of Facebook. Well, and it becomes a really nice, enjoyable thing. But
well, even on Instagram, most of the stuff I follow is, like, you know, art projects. And
oh, yeah.
Like in stuff that interests me.
Yeah, same and, here. And even then, I don't know. It's
once you get somebody else, like an actual human being that's not like, you know, doing it, and they
yeah.
post some political BS.
Yeah.
And you instantly are just like, man, that killed the mood.
I say that and then I do it too.
Like, exactly. We're stuck in this continuous cycle.
Exactly. Like, I will be the first to admit that. I hate when people do it and I also do it myself. Right. Like, I'm not going to be a hypocrite here and say like, oh, you shouldn't do it. No, you're allowed to. No. I don't like it and I understand if you don't like when I do it. Like,
have you ever taken a complete break from social media? Like, just, like, took a week and did not interact with it whatsoever?
I think I might have without okay. knowing it. I mean, maybe I've gotten really disinterested.
Mm.
I mean, I've been at a bit of a mental low point in terms of, like, my, you know, functionality. I'm just so fucking fried from work.
Yeah.
But I think there have been times where... That wasn't my intent, like, oh, I'm going to go a week without it. But I just kind of did it.
Mm. I once took a month break off of Facebook. Yeah. And it was just Facebook. But, dude...
It made the difference.
It was, like, something... I'm thinking about just, like, deleting the app in general. But because you can never delete your profile.
Oh, that's yeah.
the bullshit kind of thing about it. Thanks, Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg can just, I don't know. Get launched into space. He'd be fine. He's not even a human.
Launched back into space.
Yeah, I was about to say. He doesn't need air. Do you think he breathes that stuff?
Exactly. There's. I saw
he forces himself to breathe air to look more human.
I saw this video. It was like somebody sunk off like robotic noises to his movements when he was doing like the when he was like in front of Congress or whatever.
Yeah.
It was like they're like sunk up like robotic noises as he was moving.
You know what's scary?
It was surreal, dude.
Our government can get away with a lot of crap.
Yeah.
But he can get away with even more.
Exactly.
He got away with all that shit scot-free in front of the government.
Exactly. It's really
they couldn't even do anything about it, really. I mean, they could if they really wanted to, but maybe they're all in on it. I mean, this is just the really light conspiracy mm-hmm. episode.
Yeah. It's like, I respect what Zuckerberg has done. Because, like, obviously what he did is hard. And no
yeah.
normal person can really do what he did.
And, yeah. And feel comfortable.
Exactly. He created something that did not exist to that capacity.
You meant like creating Facebook.
Exactly.
Yeah, he
exactly.
did. Yeah, I thought you meant the stuff that he did, like that was mm-hmm. controversial. And I'm like, okay, oh, yeah, I get. We're on the same page.
Controversial stuff is like, that's.
That's what. Yeah, no normal person can do that. But yeah, making Facebook, he did. I'd say he did something good. Yeah.
Yeah. But it just kind of got to a point where it's like I don't even know what it is anymore.
Yeah.
It's just this creepy hybrid. Yeah. Not, it's not the intent was like, you know, to socially interact with people and have, you know, with socially interact with your friends without physically being there. And now it's just this hodgepodge mess of just like, hey, my opinions are better than yours kind of thing.
It's just like, I don't know. I always divide like the issues in our society into three categories that it stems from. Politics, religion, and sex. Anything sexually desired, I don't know, drives people to do really, really bad things sometimes.
Absolutely.
I think those are the three issues. And Facebook has all of those, just like every other big public forum, whether online or not.
Again, it's not dogging on Facebook, but really Facebook has...
Yeah.
That's where a lot of this kind of started.
Like, you could... go on there and like find videos of cute animals and create a bubble. And if that's, you're using it the right way then, because you're creating a bubble of your interest. But you could also go out of your way to find some absolutely horrendous things.
Absolutely.
On it. Like videos of people just, I don't know, their head exploding or something. Exactly. I mean, I'm not going to get all overly detailed here because it's unnecessary, but like it's just basically like a I don't want to say tiny, you could argue it's bigger, but a city. Think of it as a physical city. It has everything bad with society along with like everything good. It's just, it's comparable to that.
Dude, you're dropping bars there. That was good. Shit.
I am really passionately angry at Mark Zuckerberg. Can't even spit out his name the right way.
Yeah. What is the worst person? Like, who is the worst type of person to meet on social media?
I mean, this is the most broad answer, but the people that cannot understand that it is okay to have a different opinion. But I don't know how to word it. There's this, it's just, it feels weird. There's
it's all gonna make sense. I got one word for you and it's all gonna make sense. Vegans.
Oh, yeah, there you go, yeah.
Vegans are the ones that
you want to know the
make everything
the,
worse.
The vegans that are, you know, good and tolerable and understanding are the ones that don't constantly say they are on social media, because if you look at someone, you should not be able to tell that their personal dietary choice is vegan.
There's this one, like, I'll joke about vegans all the time, just like I'll joke about anything, but like there is this one girl that I met, and she's a sweetheart. She was like, we're talking. She's like, you know, we got on the topic of food and stuff. And she's like, oh, I don't eat meat. I'm a vegan. I'm like, oh, shit, that's badass.
Yeah, that's how it should go.
Yeah.
And that's how a lot of people actually do it. But, like, with everything on social media, you get the loud, you know, minority of that larger group.
Of course.
That's just like, hey, I'm fucking special, and fuck you for not being as special as me.
Exactly. And The people who are like that are always posting about
And it's like, you literally only chose to be vegan to be special. Like, exactly. Not because you give a shit about anything tied to it. Like, you're pretending to.
Like, newsflash, you're not special. For it. I saw this one post on Instagram, and it's this girl, and she was like, you know, it was like, just said, like, treating myself, and it was like a vegan burrito, and it's all like, it looks perfect, and it's posed perfectly. And you could see the person across from her has like, it was like a, clear like Caesar salad with chicken and bacon all over, and she has this vegan thing. It was such a gloating kind of like, I'm a vegan, and then there's that person. It was like, oh god.
I always see like the people that are just like, I don't know, every post is about that, and it's weird. It's just like I said, when you look at someone, you just look at them. You shouldn't be able to, I don't know, tell what their, like I said, dietary plan is.
Exactly.
Like, it's, because let me be honest here, as someone who probably could never be vegan, there are a lot of temporary, short-term and medium-term, from what I kind of understand at least, health benefits. Like, from what I've heard, I'm not saying what I'm saying is fact, because I could totally be ignorant on this, you know, but it's just one of those things where for a temporary diet plan, if you just eat meat all the time, you're probably going to feel sluggish and tired. I think vegetarian is the good long-term one if you want to do something like that permanently. But like, I've heard that if you try to be a vegan for a very, very long time, you start to like kind of starve yourself of specific nutrients. Mm. That, you know, like I said, being a vegetarian, right. From once again what I've heard, would be the good median point.
Of course. It's...
We don't need meat.
Right, right. We don't need it. We can get protein from other things. But I solely believe that there is a reason that we can eat animals.
Oh, like
There's a reason.
We're an omnivore. I mean...
Yeah.
Let me put it this way. If we, say, 200 years ago didn't eat meat, we would really, really suffer.
Yeah.
But, like, we do have alternatives now.
Yeah.
We're advanced beyond nature in that field, I would say, or in that area. So, yeah, we can basically eat the equivalent of meat without eating meat.
Have you tried the Impossible Burger from Burger King?
If I did, I forget, which, I mean, it's Burger King. It would have been a forgettable experience.
Bringing it back to Burger King here. It is disgusting.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
It
like,
was revolting.
At the end of the day, I'm not saying there aren't vegan meat substitutes that don't taste exactly like meat, but every single one I've had, you can obviously tell.
Right.
But then again, a large chunk of the ones I've had aren't claiming to be. They're just like, this is a bean burger. It's going to taste like black beans. And I'm just like, all right, I'll eat it. It tastes like that, and I'm like, okay, that's cool.
I'm not gonna lie, that sounds absolutely disgusting.
It tasted okay to me because they seasoned it. If I went in there expecting it to taste like meat, I would have been so disappointed.
Oh,
but okay. I didn't. I was just like,
it's interesting because like I don't mind the taste of tofu. I think tofu is actually kind of.
I forget what it even tastes like.
It's a very like.
It's obviously soy based.
Right, right. It's like not the greatest thing in the world, but it's not bad. Like when I tried, I'm like, no,
yeah,
that's better than I thought it was.
It's
gonna be.
Nutrient square,
yeah,
is it just generic nutrient square?
Yeah, like I don't.
It's got what you need, but it's not special.
Right, I don't dislike, typical vegan food. It's like, I'll eat a salad with nuts in it. Like balls nuts, like dude nuts, obviously. But like
nothing like a good salad.
Oh yeah. Balls in there.
Well, I mean, you're talking about balls. You ever tossed a salad?
Is that what we're cutting out?
I mean, if you want to.
Absolutely not. Anyways, but
I personally actually don't like meat in my salads.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
so like
I don't dislike it, but I'd rather have it without meat.
So like a chicken Caesar salad, you'd rather not
have. I can eat it and enjoy it with chicken, but I would rather not have chicken or any
meat.
That's fair. It's just when I see a salad, I'm really weird about it. I want specific vegetables, and that's it.
No.
Okay. Maybe cheese. I don't really like dressing either.
That's fair.
Hell, I don't even think I really like cheese in it either. I just like vegetables in it. That's it.
Wow.
It's weird. I mean, because when I think of salad, I'm like, vegetable meal. It's, you know.
Right, right.
I'll put all of my vegetables here if it means I don't have to mix them with other things.
Right. Shit. Guess we're going to have to start wrapping this up at some point soon.
Yeah.
We're already so like too. 47 minutes in.
I mean, we're going to splice another one together with this, aren't we?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
We can't do that. There is nothing savable from the last recording. Yeah, I kind of
figured.
It is.
What about like the second one we had?
The second one, I actually kind of like it. I'm thinking about editing it a little bit because some of the jokes we had in there were just.
Well, we might find something to supplement this one with, add some length.
Yeah, ha, length.
This is the really, really horny conspiracy episode.
Exactly. I don't know. I think we did good. If anybody's still listening right now, thank you so much for listening. That was, you guys are badass.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, I'm Nick, and that's Josiah over there.
I'm Josiah.
Thank you so much for listening to Past Your Bedtime. Y'all have a wonderful rest of your whatever.